Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're going to glue a bass wobble in Ableton Live 12 so it feels heavy, rhythmic, and properly old-school jungle, without turning into a smeared mess. The big idea here is simple. You are not just making a wobble move. You are making it sit with the break, the sub, and the snare like it belongs there. That's the difference between a bass sound that feels like a demo and a bass sound that feels like a record. This works especially well in jungle, old-school D&B, rollers, darker drops, and second drop variations where you want more character but still need the low end to hit hard in mono. And that mono part matters a lot. If the wobble is too wide or too uncontrolled, it might sound exciting in headphones, but it will fall apart in a club. If it is too static, it just feels like a loop sitting on top of the beat. What we want is movement with discipline. Start by treating the bass as two jobs, not one. Keep a clean sub on one track, and keep the wobble character on another. That sub should stay stable, centered, and simple. Think sine wave, very clean wave-eatable patch, or a similar pure foundation. The wobble layer is where the personality lives, usually higher up in the low mids and mids. Why this works in D&B is because the sub needs to remain solid while the character moves. If the wobble is carrying too much fundamental, the bass gets blurry as soon as the drums hit. And in jungle, the drums are everything. The kick and snare need room. The break needs room, so the sub stays serious, and the wobble gets to be expressive. A good starting point is to high-pass the wobble layer somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz, depending on the sound. Keep the sub centered in mono. Don't try to make the wobble do the job of the sub. Now build the wobble patch. In wave-eatable, a saw-based or square-style source is a strong starting point. In operator, you can use a slightly edgy tone with two or three operators, but keep it practical. You want enough harmonic content for the movement to be audible, not just a dull low tone. Set a short attack, maybe 0 to 5 milliseconds. Keep the decay moderate, around 200 to 500 milliseconds if you want that classic wobble pulse. Sustain can sit low or medium depending on how staccato you want it. Release around 50 to 150 milliseconds usually feels musical. For the filter, start somewhere around 150 Hz up to 1.2 kHz depending on how dark or open you want the bass to be. Keep resonance moderate unless you want a more pointed old-school peak. Now we get to the movement, and this is the first big decision. You can drive the wobble with an LFO, or you can automate the filter in the clip. Both are valid, but they feel different. An LFO gives you a more fluid, continuous motion. That's great if the bass needs to breathe over a longer phrase. Clip automation is tighter and more deliberate. That's great for old-school call and response, or when the bass needs to answer the break in a very specific way. If I'm doing proper jungle phrasing, I often start with clip automation if I want the bass to hit in a bar-based way, and I go with LFO movement when I want a sustained character under the drums. The key is intention. Don't let the motion wander. Make sure it lands on the groove. What to listen for here is whether the wobble feels musical or just busy. If the modulation is too fast, it stops sounding like bass and starts sounding like a buzz. If the automation is drifting off-grid, the groove loses its pocket. You want the movement to feel locked to the drum language. Now, get the bass rhythm working with the break. This is where the glue really begins. Put the MIDI in a one-bar or two-bar phrase first. Hold notes long enough to let the wobble phrase speak, then shape that movement so it lands around the snare and kick in a way that feels natural. In jungle, bass often works best when the note length and the wobble movement imply the groove rather than overpowering it. If the break is busy with ghost notes, keep the bass phrasing a bit wider and avoid too much micromodulation. If the drums are sparse, you can let the wobble cycle be more obvious and make it drive the energy. Here's a useful listening test. If the snare loses authority when the bass enters, the bass is probably hanging too long in the low mids, or it's sustaining too much through the snare hit. If the groove feels too straight and too symmetrical, the bass rhythm is probably not interacting enough with the break. That pocket is everything. Once the movement is right, add your first glue stage. A really reliable Ableton chain is saturator into compressor, usually on the wobble layer or on the bass bus. Saturator comes first so it thickens the sound and adds useful harmonics. Then the compressor smooths the level so the phrase feels more connected. A good starting point on saturator is a drive of around 2 to 6 dB, with soft clip on if you want tighter peak control. On the compressor, aim for something subtle. Ratio around 2 to 4 to 1, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds if you want the front of the note to stay alive, and release around 50 to 150 milliseconds so it recovers musically. You are not trying to squash it, you are trying to make the bass feel denser and more unified. What to listen for now is whether the bass gets thicker or just smaller. If it suddenly feels choked, you've gone too hard on the compression. If it sounds more solid and more readable on smaller speakers, you're in the right zone. After that, shape the mid-range with a EQ8. This is where a lot of jungle basses become track-ready. High-pass the wobble layer if the sub is separate. Trim some mud around 180 to 350 Hz if the bass clouds the break. If there's harshness, tame around 2 to 5 kHz. And if the bass needs more bite or presence on small systems, a gentle boost around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz can help a lot. One important warning: don't EQ the bass in solo and trust it completely. Always check it against the snare. A bass that sounds massive by itself can absolutely swallow the drum energy once the full loop plays. So loop it in context and listen like a DJ, not like a sound designer. Now route the sub and wobble into a bass bus. This is where the layers become one instrument. On the bus, a very gentle glue compressor can help the parts lock together. Keep it subtle. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release on auto or musical manual setting. And only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction in many cases. If you want a bit more density, you can add a touch of saturator or drum bus, but keep it restrained. The goal is cohesion, not hype. This is important. If the bass already feels unified, stop there. More bus processing is not always better. In fact, with DNB low end, overcooking the bus usually makes the whole thing less usable. Less, but better, is often the win. Now bring the full drums back in. Kick, snare, break, hats, rides, all of it. This is the real test. If the bass feels weak, you might need a little more saturation, slightly longer note tails, or a slightly more open filter on response notes. If the bass feels too busy, reduce modulation depth, shorten the note lengths, or remove one wobble change per bar. Why this works in DNB is because the bass is part of the rhythm section. It is not decoration. It has to support the break, not fight it. When the bass and drums are really locked, the drop suddenly feels like it belongs to itself. Now decide on the flavor. Do you want a tight old school stab, or a wider jungle wash? For the tight option, keep the wobble mostly mono, keep the release short, reduce width, and let the phrase punch. That works brilliantly for classic jungle energy and DJ-friendly rollers. For the wider option, only widen above the low fundamentals. Use a subtle chorus ensemble or a very light reverb on a parallel return if you want atmosphere, but never smear the low end. The goal is movement, not loss of control. What to listen for here is whether the width is helping the groove or just making the bass feel fancy. If the low end starts losing focus, pull it back immediately. The fundamentals and lower mids want to stay solid and centered. A really strong next move is to print the bass to audio once the phrase is working. In this style, committing early often gives you more control. You can trim the start of phrases, tighten gaps, add a tiny reverse tail, or create a one-beat pause before a change. That's how the bass starts behaving like arrangement material instead of a loop. And honestly, this is one of the best jungle habits you can build. Save a clean version before you start adding more width, more drive, or more complicated automation. Bass can get worse surprisingly fast once you start overworking it. A clean version gives you somewhere to return to. When you print the bass, think like an arranger. Maybe the first 8 bars keep it simple. Then the next 8 bars introduce a little more filter opening or a slightly rougher response note. Then let a gap or a bass stop create tension before the next section. Old school DNB loves phrase shape. The bass isn't just sound design, it's part of the story. Here's another quality check that matters a lot. Listen at low volume. Check the drums alone, then the bass alone, then the full loop. If the bass only sounds impressive when it's loud, it probably relies too much on smear or stereo illusion. If it disappears at low volume, the mid-range harmonics are too weak. You want the bass to keep its identity in all three playback states. And always do a mono check. If the bass collapses completely, the wide information is doing too much of the work. Keep the lower harmonics simple and strong, and let any width live higher up. The club will thank you. A few extra pro moves can push this into darker territory. If you want more menace without mud, keep the sub plain and serious while the wobble layer carries the grit. That contrast is classic dark DNB language. If you want more club presence, add harmonics around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz instead of just pushing the level. And if you want the phrase to feel more human, try tiny timing imperfections in the MIDI starts, but keep them disciplined. A few milliseconds can create pocket. Too much just gets lazy. For a heavier roller vibe, let the bass answer the snare more than the kick. That creates a very strong call and response feel. And for second drops, a slightly shorter release, and a bit more edge can make the return feel scarred and dangerous without rewriting the whole idea. So here's the takeaway: to glue a wobble bass for jungle old school DNB, keep the sub stable, keep the wobble rhythmic, a gentle saturation and compression for cohesion, and shape the mid-range so the snare still cuts through. Then check it in context, print it when it works, and arrange it like a Riedel tune. The best version should feel heavy, danceable, a little dirty, and fully controlled, not just a wobble, a proper bass statement.